Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. In the Business of Government Hour, we feature a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Lynn Scarlett, Assistant Secretary for Policy, Management, and Budget at the U.S. Department of Interior. Good morning, Lynn.
Glad to be with you.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC-er, Ken Bresnahan. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Lynn, let's start by finding out more about the Department of Interior. Could you describe its various missions and activities for us?
Yeah, the department is actually a wonderful place to be. We have eight bureaus. What people will most recognize, of course, is National Park Service that all of our citizens go to, Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Geological Survey, Bureau of Reclamation, Fish and Wildlife Service. We also are responsible for Outer Continental Shelf through our Minerals Management Service. Our Office of Surface Mining does regulation of and reclamation of coal and coal mines. So we really have a breadth of different agencies. But you can boil our mission down to four main areas. We do resource protection. We are probably the nation's premier federal resource protection agency, conservation, migratory bird protection. We are the guardians, if you will, of the Endangered Species Act. The second area is resource use. Many of our public lands, by their founding, were there for access by American citizenry for mining, for energy production. So managing our resources and providing access is a second mission. Our third mission would be in the realm of, we kind of lump it under what we call service, but we are guardians or trustees for certain Native American Indian assets. We actually provide health care funds, some education, and related social services to tribes and Indian members. We also have responsibilities for our island affiliates, Virgin Islands, Guam, et cetera. And then our fourth area besides the resource protection, the resource use, the services is recreation. People think of our national parks and they think getting on those lands, hiking, biking, et cetera. So those are our four main missions, really pretty vast.
Now, as the Assistant Secretary for Policy, Management, and Budget, what's your role?
Well, sometimes I like to think of it as everything. The budget for the entire department goes through me. It is about a $10.6 billion or proposed for 2003, $10.6 billion budget. We have 70,000 employees. We have 2,500 locations across the nation. You can imagine with those wildlife refuges, with those national parks. We have about 57,000 facilities, meaning that at our parks, our wildlife refuges, Bureau of Indian Affairs facilities, Bureau of Reclamation, we have many, many both buildings as well as infrastructure. When I talked about our mission as having a role in resource use, I should underscore that one of those roles is water. Bureau of Reclamation is within the department, so we operate Hoover Dam, Grand Coulee, Shasta, Glen Canyon. Those provide water to 31 million Americans in the West. The dams also, I love this this figure, the dams also irrigate lands that provide 60% of the nation's vegetables and about 25% of the nation's fruits and nuts. So we are all across the landscape in many different ways. And my role, I oversee the budget. I also have a lead role in overseeing the president's management agenda. The president has initiated a five-pronged agenda that is intended to improve governance. And the bureaus have responsibility for on-the-ground implementation. We're kind of the big picture. Where are we going to go? How are we going to stitch all this together? And then there's a policy piece. The policy piece, again, while our bureaus have a lot of day-to-day policy decisions and issues management, my shop plays a role in figuring out big picture. Where are we going to go with Endangered Species Act? What are we going to do with the National Environmental Policy Act? How are we going to work with our bureaus to move forward with a positive policy agenda?
We have a lot more to learn about these initiatives, but tell us a little bit about your background and your career prior to the Interior Department.
I have spent 20 years coming out of the policy think tank world, so This experience in Washington is my first, not only in Washington, but my first in government altogether. I spent 20 years in a public policy think tank, a couple years as a visiting lecturer at the University of California, Santa Barbara. I actually taught public administration a couple times. But in those 20 years at a think tank in Los Angeles, I primarily focused my own research on environmental policy, but was executive director of the think tank, so I oversaw all of our work. One feature that I have discovered has been particularly relevant to my experience at Interior is that this think tank actually had a good governance program. We did work on nuts and bolts stuff like activity-based costing, competitive contracting, contract monitoring. We did work on things like best practices in service delivery. So I found when I arrived at the Department of the Interior and was responsible for the President's Management Agenda implementation, I was a step ahead because I knew what the heck activity-based costing was, and I knew what some of the best practices were in implementing it. Same, it was true of competitive contracting. In fact, the organization that I came from invented the word privatization, a little-known fact.
Well, now that you've been at Interior for about a year, what top management priorities have you set for yourself?
Well, the department is vast, and so we have many, many different management challenges and issues. But, of course, my number one priority is to take the President's management agenda and make it real. That agenda has a competitive contracting component. I'll get a little bit more into that later, but let me outline the five areas. Competitive contracting. The second is e-government. How can we utilize information technology and IT technology to really serve the citizens directly? And so we're looking at e-government not just as a matter of improving efficiency, but actually as direct delivery of services. We have, for example, a recreation one-stop website that we have underway, which is a multi-agency website. If you're a citizen, the idea is that you could go there and say, gee, I want to go canoeing. Click. Where are my opportunities? Up will come a screen that says, gee, you know, you go canoeing. Which state do you want to go in? You click on the state, and you will then find the state opportunities, the federal land opportunities, maybe even some private. If you need a permit, you could click on and get it. That's the idea, kind of one-stop shop for recreation. The third area is financial management. Of course, no government entity and no management agenda can neglect that incredibly important realm. For us, the single biggest goal on financial management is really to increase transparency. So if you're a citizen, you can say, ah, I see what they're spending their money on, and accountability. That is ensuring that our financial management is such that you really link the financial numbers with accountability for the efficient and careful use of those monies. The fourth area is performance and budget integration. Long-standing effort by the Office of Management and Budget to say, geez, you know, we really would rather not just look at your budget in terms of what did you spend last year and how much are you increasing? What we really want you to ask is, are you performing your mission? What are the outcomes? And are you then developing your budget in a way that links those two so that your priorities drive your budget, your performance drives your budget, not last year's budget driving your budget? And then the fifth area is human capital, workforce planning and workforce management. So my number one priority, and I know that sounds like a breathless and breathtaking description, but really we have responsibilities across all five fronts. Now, I could add to that a laundry list of other endeavors. We have some real challenges with facilities management, making sure we have good inventories of our facilities, condition assessments so we know, is the roof on? What's missing? Are the toilets functioning well? That's a big challenge for us. We have maintenance backlogs at the national parks. We have maintenance backlogs at our Fish and Wildlife Service. So the President has made that a premier mission, and we in turn have made it our premier mission.
That's a good stopping point. It's time for a break, but stick with us as we continue our conversation with Lynn Scarlett of the Department of Interior. Do you know what activity-based costing is? You'll find out in the next segment when we ask Lynn how it's being used at Interior. This is the Business of Government Hour.
The PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government publishes a magazine called The Business of Government that includes interviews with federal leaders, excerpts from grant reports, and thought leadership on government management issues of the future. The spring issue is devoted to the topic of human capital. Find out about the six important human capital questions facing government, key players and change agents in the federal human resource arena, and the CIA's new approach to recruiting. Plus, read profiles of government leaders who are bringing about positive change in their organizations. To download the magazine, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com. You can also request a copy by calling 703-741-1077.